Well, good morning.
早安，弟兄姐妹。
It's good to be with you again.
很高兴今天再跟你们大家在一块儿。
Calvary and I'd like to thank you for inviting us back. And
我们要谢谢各位邀请我们再一次回来。
It was just wonderful to have a fellowship with everyone, all the youth last night.
昨天晚上高兴跟青少年有美好的聚集。
And then we're looking forward to spending more time with all the rest of you after service at lunch today.
今天早上敬拜之后，也希望有更多机会跟大家多认识。
It's. Want me to read? I'll read in English first, and then you can.
Okay.
Chinese.
Okay.
Okay.
我们要读的圣经经文是在马可福音，第十章。第三十五节到四十五节，那么 Michael 要读英文的，我读中文的，因为在投影片上没有经文，所以如果你手上有圣经，麻烦打开马可福音第十章。
All right, today's passage is Mark 10.
马可福音第十章
，verses 35 through 45.
四十五节，三十五节到四十五节。
And I will read it first in English, the whole thing, and then. Benjamin will go through in Chinese.
Michael 先将英文读一遍，然后我会将中文再读一遍。
So if you follow along silently with me as I read. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. Teacher, they said, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. What do you want me to do for you? He asked. They replied, let one of us sit at your left and the other at your right in your glory.You don't know what you're asking, Jesus said. Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I'm baptized with? We can, they answered. Jesus said to them, You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I'm baptized with. But to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they've been prepared. When the ten heard about this, they became indignant with James and John.Jesus called them together and said, You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
马可福音第十章第三十五节，西庇太的儿子雅各、约翰近前来对耶稣说：“夫子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们做。”耶稣说：“要我给你们做什么呢？”他们说：“赐我们在你的荣耀里，一个坐在你的右边，一个坐在你的左边。”耶稣说：“你们不知道所求的是什么。我所喝的杯，你们能喝吗？我所受的洗，你们能受吗？”他们说：“我们能。”耶稣说：“我所喝的杯，你们也要喝。”我所受的喜，你们也要受。只是坐在我的左右，不是我可以赐的，乃是为谁预备的，就赐给谁。那十个门徒听见，就恼怒雅各、约翰。耶稣叫他们来，对他们说：你们知道，外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣操权管束他们。只是在你们中间不是这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；在你们中间谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
The tall man shuffled along the tarmac, his head stooped, his shoulders bowed.
一个高个子的男人低着头垂着肩，在柏油路上拖着脚步慢慢地在走。
His advisors hung back a few yards.
他的测试他的顾问在即使之后跟着他。
It seemed to them that maybe his hair was a little bit grayer today.
今天好像他们看他那个头发特别的灰白了一些。
The man reached the bottom of the steps and cast one last look over his shoulder at Copenhagen.
那个男人他走到一个阶梯的底端，在踏上阶梯之前，他回过头来。带着沮丧的眼光，再一次看了哥本哈根一眼。
And then he turned around and boarded Air Force One.
他就回过头去，走上那个阶梯，登上了空军一号的飞机。
Where was all of his power and a position for his country at that moment?
他在思考的是，在那个时刻，到底这个国家美国给了他这么大的权力和影响力，到底是为了什么呢？
Now everyone had said this was in the bag. This was a sure thing.
在那个之前，所有的人都认为这件事情是十拿九稳了。
There's no way the Olympic Committee could refuse the President of the United States.
大家都认为奥林匹克的委员会是绝对不可能不顺从、不遵照美国的总统和第一夫人的想法。
They would have to award the 2016 Olympic Games to Chicago.
他们必然是会将芝加哥选成是2016奥林匹克运动会的城市。
How could they refuse the president's popularity? How could they snub a celebrity as big as Oprah?
他们怎么可能会拒绝像奥巴马这样子的有这么有声望、这么受人拥戴 的总统，他们怎么可能拒绝在芝加哥这么有名望的 Oprah 呢？
Well, the day of the vote came, and the nation waited with bated breath.
那一天选举的投票的那一天来了，整个国家都屏息等待。
Chicago,
大家都在等芝加哥是否是当选的城市。
Will not host the 2016 Olympic Games.
结果大家都失望了，芝加哥并不是获选。来成为2016奥林匹克的城市。
All of the power, the popularity, the influence had fired a great big Olympic dud.
所有的声望、所有的影响力、所有的权势，好像在那个时候都成为一个极大的一个空包弹，却没有办法实现。
Now, do you ever feel like that?
你是否也曾经有这样的感觉呢？
Like all of your efforts are firing nothing but duds.
所有你曾经努力的，好像似乎却成了空谈，成为空无一物。
If the President of the United States can feel like that sometimes,
如果有时候连美国的总统都会有这种感觉，
I know the rest of us do as well.
我相信我们偶尔也会有这种感觉。
You see, we all need to know that our lives have some sort of significance in this world.
我相信我们都需要偶尔确定在我们的生命当中好像有一些意义，有一些影响力，有一些重要性在那里。
Some sort of value.
有一些价值。
Some sort of significance.
有一些重要性在那里。
For example,
比方说
I have an MBA from the University of Texas.
我有从 UT 得到的这个管理硕士的学位。
Why am I working in this dingy call center 10 hours a day?
我怎么可能留在这个小气的这个电话服务中心来接电话呢？
Where's my significance?
我的重要性在哪里呢？
Or maybe for the single mother.
或许对一个做母亲的来讲
，Why do I have to spend all my hours at home alone with these children？
为什么我必须将我的所有的时间都花在家里面陪伴这些小孩子呢
？When I should be out working a good job, making good money for this family？
我可以为这个家庭在外面有一个好的工作来赚钱，来支持家人。
Where's my value？
我的价值在哪里？
But the question I've asked myself in seminary for the past 5 years.
我在过去这五年在神学院里面问我自己的问题是呢
？How much more significant could my ministry be if I didn't have to spend so much time studying?
如果我能够不要花这么多时间来读书，我可以让我的侍奉、我的工厂可以更加的受到影响，有效果。
If I could only be out there in the church ministering to people.With more time, then I could have a bigger impact.
如果我能够将这所有的时间都在我所服侍的教会来帮助他们来侍奉神，我可能有更大的影响力来帮助大家。
So we all ask this question.
所以我们都会问这样的问题。
And today I want to look at this question.
今天我希望跟你们再一同来思想这个问题。
What is the road to significance in God's kingdom?
在上帝的国度里面，我们怎么样来发挥影响力？怎么样来日渐成为重要？怎么样照这句圣经上所讲的，能够为大为首呢？
How do I make sure my life is having an impact in this world for God?
我怎么能够在这个世界上，为了上帝的缘故，能够有一些冲击，有一些影响力呢？
And the disciples struggled with the question too.
这些门徒们也在思考这样的问题。
Today's passage in Mark reveals their misunderstandings about greatness.
今天从刚才我们读过的圣经就看见这些门徒对这个想法有极大的错误。
And Jesus took the opportunity to correct their misunderstandings.
而耶稣基督就把握这个机会来给他们一个教导，来帮助他们正视这个问题。
and to teach them the true nature of greatness in God's kingdom.
来教导他们在上帝的国里面真正成为有影响力的是什么意思。
So today as we move through the passage,
所以当今天我们来看这段圣经的时候,
we're going to see first that there's a necessary life orientation.
所以我们会首先看到第一个是那必须先要有一个在生命当中的定位。
Second, we're going to see that there is a necessary qualification for kingdom greatness.
其次我们要看见的是我们必须要有一个生命的当中的受苦才能够看见这样的一个影响力。
And third, we're going to see that there is a necessary application in order to achieve kingdom greatness.
而最后我们一起来看的是必须要在生命当中有一个应用才会看见什么叫在神国当中真正的重要性。
So in order to begin living lives of significance in the kingdom,
所以我们希望能够活出在国度当中的影响力来的时候
there's first a life orientation that must take place.
所以我们必须要将我们的生命在神面前受到一个调整受到一个校正能够重新定位。
And from the request of James and John in verses 35-37,
从35节到37节当雅各和约翰他们这样子跟耶稣说的时候
We can see that Christ's focus enables kingdom significance.
我们可以看见能够先注重先焦距放在耶稣基督身上才有可能开始在神国有影响力的生命。
And the way Mark begins this section is important.
马可在写这段书信的时候特别在这段圣经之前的一小段是有特别意义的。
Because immediately before this,Jesus is walking along the road to Jerusalem.
因为在讲到这段圣经之前，耶稣正在向耶路撒冷的方向来行走。
His disciples are following along behind him, confused.
他的门徒就在他的后面跟着他走，但是却有一些困惑。
And Jesus lets them know pretty clearly what's going to happen when they get to Jerusalem.
而耶稣基督在那个时候很清楚的来告诉他们，在耶路撒冷将有什么样的事情会发生。
Okay, guys, I want to let you know before we get there, so you're not shocked.
好，门徒们，我告诉你们，在我们到耶路撒冷之前，我要告诉你们将会发生什么事，免得你们太惊讶了。
When we get to Jerusalem, I'm going to be arrested. I'm going to be beaten and finally put to death.
当我们到耶路撒冷之后，我会被逮捕，然后我会受到苦刑，然后最后我会在那里受死。
I'm going to be put to death.But don't worry.
我将会在那里被杀死，但是你们不要操心。
Because in 3 days, I'm going to rise again from the dead.
因为三天之后，我将要复活，重新有复活的生命。
And the disciples evidently they didn't get it. They didn't understand.
而那些门徒好像他们很清楚的在后面的经文让我们看见，他们完全没有办法知道这样的想法。
Because the very next scene, today's text.
因为接下来马上要就是我们刚才读过第35节到37节
James and John come to Jesus with
a request. 雅各和约翰来到耶稣的面前向他发出一个请求
And they basically say this.
基本上他们所说的是什么呢
Okay, Jesus.
好，耶稣基督
When we get to Jerusalem.
当我们到了耶路撒冷之后
And you restore the kingdom to Israel.
当你重建以色列国那个时候
And you're sitting on a throne.
你在坐在宝座上面。
We want 2 little thrones on each side of you, just for me and James.
我们要两个座位，一个在你左边，一个在你右边的小一点的宝座，就是雅各和我可以坐在那边。
And this is amazing.
那实在是叫人惊讶。
I'm amazed by Jesus' restraint because I would have strangled them or hit them or something.
我实在很惊讶耶稣基督的自制力。如果我是耶稣的话，我一定抓着他们摇晃他们说：“你们搞清楚没有？给他赏他两个耳光。”
Guys, weren't you listening when I was just talking on the road?
对，你们这些门徒，你们到底有没有听见我刚才跟你们讲过的话？
But they didn't get it.
他们就是不明白。
But why?
为什么呢？
Especially when Jesus had said so clearly.
特别是当耶稣基督刚刚才跟他们这么清楚地讲
that he was going to suffer in Jerusalem.
他在耶路撒冷要受苦
Why were they expecting him to restore the kingdom at that moment?
为什么他们脑海中还想的是他要来恢复以色列国呢
Why weren't they in tune with Jesus' program?
为什么他们不能够去接受耶稣基督的计划呢
And in verse 35, Mark gives us a great clue about their attitude.
在35节，我们可以看见马可写下一句话，可以让我们体会到这些门徒的态度是什么。
And as I was reading this, I noticed the story would have been the same without these two verses.
可能如果少这两节也不会差别太大，但是这两节好像给我一些特别的看见。
So what does this part add?
到底这两节加在那里是为了什么呢
？Especially in verse 35，
特别是第三十五节的地方。
Just listen to their words.
你注意听他们怎么讲。
Teacher，
嘿，老师啊。
We，
我们兄弟。
Want you，
我们告诉你哈。
To do for us，
你要为我们来做一些事情。
Whatever we ask，
不管我们需要什么，想要什么。
You see，
你注意到了没有？
Their focus was not on Jesus.
不是在耶稣的身上。
Their focus was on themselves.
他们的焦点是在他们自己的身上。
Their focus was on what they could get out of Jesus.
他们的焦点是在我怎么可以从耶稣基督身上得着一些东西。
John F. Kennedy once said,
约翰·甘乃迪曾经这样说过，
Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
不要问国家可以为你做什么，而是要问你可以为你的国家做什么。
The same could be said of the Christian life.
同样的，我们可以应用到基督徒的生命当中。
Ask not what your Savior can do for you.
不要问你的救主可以为你做什么。
Ask what you can do for your Savior.
问问我们自己可以为我们的救主来做些什么。
You see, the self-serving attitude of James and John had skewed their focus.
你注意到吗？当雅各和约翰他们自己看重自己的那种心态，反而扭曲了他们在神面前的想法。
It had skewed their view of Jesus.
他们扭曲了他们对耶稣的认识。
And it had skewed their significance.
他们也扭曲了他们可以在神的国里面所发挥的影响力。
Instead of asking Jesus, the Master, what he could do for them, they should have asked what they could do for him.
他们实在不太应该去问，向耶稣要求说，耶稣你来为我们成就什么？而他们在那个时点，或许更贴切的说，应该来问耶稣说，我可以为你做什么？
You see, self-service skews kingdom significance.
你注意到了吗？一个自我中心会扭曲我们对神国里面怎么成为重要的这样的一个想法。
But Christ's focus enables kingdom significance.
但是以基督为中心这样的人生观，可以帮助我们开始这条在神的国里面日渐成为重要的道路。
So we see from the request of James and John.
所以我们看见雅各和约翰他们在耶稣面前的请求。
That there's a necessary life orientation that must take place.
所以必须在人的身上有一些生命的调整和重新定位。
That Christ's focus enables kingdom significance.
唯有当我们的心思意念以耶稣基督为中心的时候，我们才能够走入一个在神国里面日渐发挥影响力的一个生命。
Now Jesus' response will show there's also a certain qualification.
在耶稣基督给他们的回答里面，也让我们看见有一些素质，有一些条件是很重要的。
And this qualification for kingdom significance is that suffering certainly precedes kingdom significance.
这个在神国里面可以日渐发挥影响力、日渐重要、很重要的一个要素和条件，就是必须要先受苦。
And Jesus tells the two disciples.Up front,
耶稣基督告诉这两个门徒，很明白地告诉他们说
，verse 38，
第三十八节
，that you don't know what you're asking.
他说你们不知道你们所求的是什么。
They didn't understand what was involved in becoming great in the kingdom.
他们不了解要付上什么代价才能够成为在神的国度里面成为重要或有影响力的。
Maybe they thought it was first come, first serve.
他们或许觉得只要我先来，我跟耶稣久一点，我就应该有这个权利。
Maybe they thought there was a short interview and multiple choice test.
也许他们认为我只要被耶稣面谈过，或者是有几个多重的选择，我就可以坐上那个位置。
But Jesus points to this qualification by asking them.
但是耶稣基督指出这个必要的条件，要能够在成为在神国度里面为大为首的条件。
Can you drink the cup I drink?
我所喝的那杯，你们能够喝吗？
Or be baptized with the baptism I'm baptized with.
我所受的洗，你们能受吗？
In other words,
换一句话说，
you want to sit on my right and my left in my glory.
你想要在我所得的国的时候坐在我的左右。
Can you undergo the same amount of suffering That's awaiting me in Jerusalem.
你可以承受，就像那个已经等待我在耶路撒冷要我承受的痛苦吗？
Can you pay the price?
你愿意不愿意付上那个代价呢？
And even when Jesus brings up this question of suffering again,
虽然耶稣基督把这样的一个问题丢给他们，说需要先受苦。
I don't think they get it.
我不认为他们明白那个题目的意思。
Because it looks to me like they answered pretty quickly.
因为在圣经里好像他们回答得非常快。
Yeah, we can do that.
可以啊，我可以，我你受的我通通可以做。
Now, we've probably all heard the expression, no pain, no gain.
我们可能都听过这样的说法，就是没有受到过苦难就没有收获。
And I remember last summer watching the Beijing Olympics.
我记得在去年看那个北京奥运的时候。
In the seminary housing in our TV lounge.
在这个神学院的宿舍里面，对着有一个大电视，我们大家都在那里看电视。
And without fail, the most crowded times would be for the men's swimming competitions.
每一次人最多的时候就是那个男子游泳竞赛的时候，我们那个宿舍里面很多人都聚在那里看。
There would often be 20, 30 people crowded around the TV, watching to see what's going to happen.
有二三十个人挤在那里，为的是要看见那个男子游泳的时候，会发生什么事情。
Like most of America, we caught Phelps fever.
就像大多数的美国人一样，我们也有 Michael Phelps 的热。
And we were excited to see his historic Olympic medal run.
我们实在是感到兴奋，他得到那个破纪录的奥运奖牌的时候。
And he didn't disappoint either.
他完全没有让我们失望。
Because time and time again, he came out on top.
因为一次又一次，他都得到了冠军金牌。
Every race he entered, he came out with the gold medal standing on top of the stand.
每一次的竞赛里面，最后他都能够站在领奖台的最高处接受奖牌。
And I remember thinking as I watched those medal ceremonies over and over.
当我看见那个颁奖典礼一次又一次的时候，我记得我那时候在想，
How cool would it be to stand on top of that medal stand with the gold around your neck?
如果我也能够站在那个领奖台的最高处，脖子上挂着一个金牌，那像是一件多棒的事情啊！
Thousands of people in the arena cheering, millions around the world watching on TV.
有数千人在那个体育馆里面为你来喝彩，有几百万的人在全世界各地在看着电视机盯着你看。
As you stand there, and the flags are lowered from the rafters.
当你站在那个颁奖台的时候，看见你自己国家的国旗就这样缓缓地降下来。
And the Star-Spangled Banner rings out over the crowd.
那个国歌缓缓地奏起的时候，整个群众都疯狂在里面的时候。
How amazing would it be to know you won the greatest honor for your country?
如果我能够为国家得到这么大高荣誉，那是一件极美的事情。
And if I remember, there was some talk with some of my friends.
如果记得没错的话，那个时候我们一起看电视，也有几个朋友，我们就彼此在聊天了。
Knowing guys, somebody said,
好像听见有一个朋友这样讲。
Yeah, that looks easy enough.
啊，那个看起来好像也不过如此，不是很难嘛，哈。
I mean, we could do that too. We could.
我们四个人说不定也可以去接力赛啊。
We could start a team and join the Olympics next time around.
我们也可以开始成为一个队，然后下次这个奥林匹克预赛的时候，我们就可以去参加了。
And we'll win the gold too.
我们也可以得到金牌的。
And we laugh at that.
我们讲完了，大家就笑起来了。大家好像都有点不可思议。
Because
大家都没有反应。
Apart from the middle picture of four out of shape, 30-something seminary nerds trying to swim a 400-meter relay.
你想想看，在你脑海里放一个图像，就是有四个这个已经身材不太像话的三十几岁的中年的神学生哈，居然还想要能够在400公尺里面游接力来得到金牌。
That just doesn't happen.
那是不太可能会发生的事情。
You don't decide one day I'm going to enter the Olympics, and then next week you're standing on the medal stand.
你不可能是这个礼拜决定说我要参加这个竞赛，你下个礼拜就期望自己站在那个颁奖台上领受最高的荣誉。
You see, when we watch the ceremonies on TV, we only see the final result of a years-long grueling process.
你知道吗？当我们看见在电视上那个颁奖典礼的时候，我们只不过看见了最后那个荣耀的时刻，而我们没有看见那个之前多少年里面他们苦心的受操练，巴不得能够得到这个奖赏。
Long before Michael Phelps ever stood on the medal stand,
早在 Michael Phelps 站在那个颁奖台之前，
he dedicated his entire life to this regimen of discipline, exercise, diet.
他将他的一生就已经放在那个每一天的练习上，经过多少年受到严谨的、苛刻的或者不间断的这样的操练。
He committed himself to pay the price for that ultimate honor.
他在极早年幼的时候就付上那个代价和心智，说他有一天要得到那最终的奖赏。
Everything he did was dedicated to becoming the best swimmer he could be.
从他自幼开始，每一次所做的决定，每一次所做的抉择，就是为了预备他能够有一天站在那个领奖台上。
You see, Michael Phelps went through all the pain, and he experienced the gain.
你看 ，Michael Phelps 他经过每一段时间的痛苦，他最后得到了那个收获和荣誉。
But James and John in our passage today.
但是雅各和约翰在今天我们所读的圣经里面。
They wanted all of the gain without none of the pain.
他们想要立刻得到那个在神国里面的影响力，坐在左边，坐在右边，但是他们却忽略了在前面要先受苦所付上的代价。
But Jesus reminds them there's a price for receiving honor in the kingdom.
但是耶稣基督提醒他们说，那个是有一个极大的代价，是他要等着他们先付上，才能够在之后来看看上帝为谁预备坐在神的国里面。
There are no shortcuts to significance in God's kingdom.
在上帝的国里面，要成为有影响力、有分量、有那个重要性，是没有捷径的。
In order to become someone in God's kingdom, you have to undergo hardship and certain self-denial.
要在神的国里面发挥那个影响力，有那个生命的成熟度，必须要经过在神的面前来拒绝自己，来交托给神，来付上代价。
Because suffering precedes kingdom significance.
因为受苦必在得荣耀，成为大之先，在神的国度里面。
So we've seen that Christ's service enables kingdom significance.
所以我们看见，要能够在神的国里面有那样的影响力，必须要先以耶稣基督为我们生命的中心。
We've also seen that suffering certainly precedes kingdom significance.
我们也看见。在成为神的国里面发挥影响力之前，我们必须要先受苦。
Now let's take a look at the rest of our passage.
我们再来看一看后面这几节圣经。
Where Jesus will teach the disciples the final application to kingdom significance.
耶稣基督对着所有的门徒再做了一个进一步的教导，怎么样在神国里面为大为首。
And that's the need to become a servant to find kingdom significance.
也就是说。必须要先成为一个服侍人的仆人，才有可能在其中找到神国的意义和重要性。
In verse 41, we see what happens when the other 10 disciples hear about what James and John did.
在第41节，我们看见那其他的门徒听见雅各和约翰的事情，他们的反应是什么？
Their response was indignation.
他们的反应是非常的恼怒。
Now, knowing the disciples, this was no righteous indignation because of their great spiritual maturity.
我们知道在那个时候这些门徒并没有很非常的成熟，所以他们那时候的恼怒并不是从上帝而来的义怒。
Now, I'm sure it was more like, oh my gosh.
我刚刚的反应是说，这怎么可能发生呢？
Can you believe what those two did?
你相不相信他们这两个人刚刚才在跟耶稣要求什么呢？
Don't they know it's my right to be first in Jesus' kingdom?
他们难道不知道那个坐在神国左右是我应当得的位置吗？
I mean, I've been with Jesus three more days than John and James.
我跟耶稣基督比雅各和约翰早了三天，我应该坐在耶稣的旁边才对。
And John's the youngest one of us. He's only like 17. What is he thinking?
约翰他不过是最年轻一个，那个时候才17岁，他懂得什么呢？
And Jesus.He senses the problem here.
耶稣基督好像感受到了，那是他们的回应，那是他们的反应。
He senses their bad attitudes.
他感受到这些人不太正确的态度。
And their misunderstandings about greatness.
他们也误解了在神国里面成为重要的意义是什么。
So he calls a group meeting.
他就把大家召聚起来。
All right, huddle up, huddle up.
来，过来，你们过来，大家围成一圈。
And first, you notice.
首先你注意到了
Verse 42 He gives them the example of greatness that they were familiar with.
在第42节, 耶稣给了他们一个他们所熟悉的在世上的一般的概念。
He gives them the world's example of greatness.
他给了他们在世上世界上什么叫做伟大为首。
And it's the same thing they thought was greatness.
那个想法就刚好是这12个人在当时所已经有的想法。
You know that those who were regarded as rulers over the Gentiles lorded over them.
他说, 你们知道外邦人有尊为君王的管制他们, 来治理他们。
And their high officials exercise authority over them.
有大臣操权来管束他们。
But Jesus is only pointing out the world's way of doing things to show the disciples where they lack.
但耶稣基督要指出这个世界上的一个系统和价值观, 为的是来告诉提醒他们,这些门徒们,他们所缺乏的,他们所需要更正的是什么样的观念?
To contrast the world's way of doing things with God's way.
造成一个很鲜明的对比, 就是这个世界上的价值观和体系, 和在神的国里面真正的价值观和体系。
Verse 43,
在第43节说,
Not so with you.
第43节说,只是在你们中间不是这样。
Instead, whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant.
在你们中间,谁愿伟大,就必做你们众人的佣人。
Whoever wants to be first must become slave of all.
在你们中间,谁愿为首,就必做众人的仆人。
You see, in other words,
你看见另外的说法是,
The way up is down.
必须要先谦卑自己才可能被神高举。
Christ followers don't become great by throwing their weight around.
耶稣基督的门徒并不是经由这世上的价值体系认为自己很了不得就能够成为在神国里面居首位的。
They become great by becoming servants.
他们要成为一个有影响力有重要性的人的时候他们就必须先成为一个服侍人的人。
But then just in case the disciples were questioning, why should I become a servant?
假设这些门徒还有一个问题说, 那为什么我要成为一个服侍人的奴隶呢?
Jesus gives them the kicker in verse 45.
耶稣基督给他们更进一步的解答在第45节的地方。
For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. And to give his life as a ransom for many.
第45节说, 因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍, 乃是要服侍人, 并且要舍命做多人的属价。
Now if anyone has the right to lord it over anyone else, to order people around,
如果任何人在这个群体里面有资格有权利来使唤别人, 来交代别人, 让自己好像比别人高一点的话,
It's Jesus.
那是只有耶稣有这个权利。
He's the creator, he's God.
他是创造者, 他是上帝,
he's the Lord of all.
他是全世人的主宰,
so he's the only rightful Lord of anything.
他是唯一有这样的一个权柄, 能够做所有人的主宰的。
But no.
但是他没有这样做。
Even Jesus himself didn't come to be served and to throw his weight around.
就算是耶稣基督有这样的权柄, 但是他却来到这世上, 完全没有用他的权柄。
He came to be a servant.
他来到这世上, 为的是成为奴仆。
Like Paul says in Philippians 2, even to the point of death on a cross.
就像保罗在腓立比书所讲到的是, 他最后以至于死, 且死在十字架上。
Because the master became the servant of all, how can the real servants do anything less?
因为我们的主,我们的老师是成为众人的仆人, 那么我们这些真正该做仆人的, 怎么有资格来向他说,我们要成为众人之首呢?
Are you my followers? Jesus is asking.
耶稣问他们说, 你们是跟随我的吗?
Then follow my example.
那么你就要跟着我所走的样式。
Become a servant.
成为一个服侍别人的人。
Now let's consider this example of Jesus more closely.
我们再一次更仔细地来思想耶稣所设定的这一个榜样是什么样子。
Because if you're like me,
因为如果你像我一样,
you're probably asking yourself, how can I be significant by becoming a servant?
你也会有这样的疑问说, 我怎么能够成为在神的国里面有影响力的人, 如果我只成为一个仆人的话呢?
But can you think of any more life with more influence than the life of Christ.
可是你想想看，有什么样的人对这个世界有真正的影响力，除了耶稣基督以外呢？
Let's take a closer look at his resume.
我们来看看耶稣的履历表吧。
The resume of a life of significance.
在耶稣履历表里面所显示的那个对世人的影响力来讲。
First, he was born in a cave in the countryside to a teenage mother.
首先，他是在一个乡下的没有人的地方，一个石洞里面被一个被一个青少年的处女所生。
He lived the first several years of his life a refugee in a foreign country.
他刚生下来前几年就逃到国外去，成为一个难民。
When he was 30, he quit his job and lived off the generosity of friends for 3 years.
当他三十岁的时候，他离开了原来的工作，他必须仰赖其他人的慷慨来活了三年的寿命。
He was constantly misunderstood by his own disciples.
他一次又一次被他自己的门徒所误解。
He was arrested by the authorities.
他被这个罗马政权所逮捕。
Unjustly put on trial, beaten, mocked in public.
他受到不公的审判，受到鞭打，而且在公众当中受羞辱。
He was abandoned and denied by all of his closest friends.
他被他最亲密的朋友和门徒们所拒绝，所不承认。
And even betrayed by one of them.
甚至被他其中一个门徒所出卖了。
Finally, he was executed like a common criminal.
最后，他像一个罪犯一样被处决。
So there's the pain.
这就是那样的痛苦。
But 3 days later, he achieved the gain. He was raised from the dead by the Father and achieved the medal stand.
但是三天之后，他得到了那样的荣耀，就是他从死里复活，天父让他从死里复活，得到了那个奖赏。
So that's Jesus.
那是耶稣基督。
But what does becoming a servant look like for each one of us?
那么对我们来讲，成为一个侍奉人的人是什么意思呢？
For me at home,
对我来说，在家里面就像
it means cleaning the toilet.
就好像我要去清扫这个马桶。
And I'm still working on it because I don't do it very much yet.
因为我偶尔才做，所以还操练还不够。
That's my goal.
那是我目标之一。
Maybe it means.
也许那是代表着说。
Visiting a terminally ill brother or sister.
去探访一个已经得到末期病重的一个弟兄或姐妹。
And they can't really do anything for you.
那样的人他可能。对你或者对教会已经不能够期待他能够帮助什么了。
But you've taken the step to be a servant and minister to them.
但是你却愿意多走一里路，能够成为他们的弟兄，来陪伴他们在他们痛苦的时候。
Now I've heard from some of the sisters and brothers this weekend that the same situation is going on here. You've ministered.
在这个周末，我从一些弟兄姐妹听见，你们当中也有人这样子在实行的。
A servanthood.
这是一个。仆人的侍奉是受神喜悦的。
That's greatness.
这是一个真正通往伟大成为首的一个道路。
Maybe it just means listening to that person who talks incessantly and maybe drives you crazy.
也许那代表的是说，你必须要听一个叨叨不绝的一个人持续在跟你耳边来叨念着。
Maybe like me.
也许就像我一样。
But you know they've had a hard life, and they just need someone to listen.
但是你知道他的生命里面，非常的坎坷，非常的难过，然后他就是需要有人能够陪伴他，稍微听他诉苦一下。
Making sacrifices to become a servant.
要成为一个服侍的人，就是必须要先牺牲自己。
So do you want to live a life of significance in God's kingdom?
你是否愿意在神的国度里面成为一个活出有影响力生命的人呢？
Become a servant to find kingdom significance.
必须先成为一个服侍人的仆人，你就会找到那个成为有重要性、有影响力的那条道路。
So let's review.
所以我们再回过头来复习一下。
The request of James and John showed us that Christ focus enables kingdom significance.
从雅各和约翰他们的那种要求，我们看见我们要在神的国度里面找到那个意义和重要性，我们就必须要先做一个生命的坐标的一个调整和定位。
The Jesus response to them showed that suffering precedes kingdom significance.
从耶稣基督给他们的回答，我们看见在神的国度里面要成为大，就必须要先受许多的苦。
Finally, Jesus taught all the disciples to,
最后耶稣基督向所有的门徒来显明了这个功课
to become servants to find kingdom significance.
必须要先从一个服侍人的人才能够在神的国度里面发挥那个影响力成为神可以重用的人。
The ultimate reason for this is because the master himself became a servant.
而最终的原因是因为我们所信赖的所仰望的所效法的那位主宰他先走了这一段成为仆人的道路。
So where do we go when we begin questioning our own significance?
所以当我们心里面开始怀疑自己怎么样能够发挥那个影响力成为重要人物的时候我们当怎么做呢？
When the final Olympic vote came in Copenhagen,
当最后那个哥本哈根的决定投票来选择谁是2016的这个城市来接待奥林匹克运动会的时候
I'm sure even President Barack Obama learned not to bank greatness on political power or popularity or influence.
我相信就算是奥巴马总统他也学到了不再以所有的权力所有的声望所有的影响力来成为他可以依靠的东西。
Just consider the example of all the kings, presidents, great leaders of world history.
我们来想想看这些曾经在历史历代的历史以来做过国王做过总统做过领袖的这些人物吧。
And compare them with the one simple servant's life of Christ.
我们把这些人累加起来，我们来跟这个曾经成为一个仆人，成为一个服侍别人的这位我们所信靠的耶稣基督来比较一下。
In the powerful influence and light of Christ's example, all these others fade away.
我们看见耶稣基督那个成为仆人所带来的影响力，经过了这2000年，仍然越来越大。但是这所有的成为君王、总统、领袖的，就随着他们离开这个世界，他们的影响力也就日渐消失了。
My prayer for myself and everyone here today.
我为我自己，也是为今天每一位在这里，我的祷告是。
Is that we would consider ways to become servants in order to find kingdom significance.
我们真的在神的面前能够先找到怎么样成为一个服侍别人的人，那么我们就会更加的明了到，上帝也可以用我们在神的国度里面成为一个去影响别人的人。
Let us pray.
我们一同来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for your grace and your mercy, for bringing us here to worship you today. We thank you for this example of James and John and the great truth you taught all of the disciples. The truth that greatness in your kingdom is not found by wielding authority or position, but it's found by following your example, by becoming a servant of others and denying ourselves.God, that's a hard lesson. We pray your Spirit would speak to our hearts today. Help us to apply this to our lives, Lord. Help us to grasp it in our hearts and put it into action with our feet and our hands as we go about serving others and loving one another as you have loved us. We want to have an impact on this world, on this community for you. We want to change this world for the name of Jesus Christ. God, show us the way. Help us to follow you.These things we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.